Welcome back to the Crazy Agent Podcast, talking about the art of networking, specifically diving into being a connector. That's really the topic of today. Remember, it's not about what you know, it's who you know, but truly that's the old adage, throw that one out. It's not so much who you know, but it's who knows you and what you do, especially professionally, as you talk about networking for business. So when it comes to being a connector, you first have to identify what is it that the person is looking for. So anytime that you're talking with people, you want to be able to make sure that you, when you walk away from that conversation, you know kind of how to look for that person. So if you were to do a search in your network, you'd be able to introduce them to other people. And being able to make that connection, again, you don't have to sell them, you just want to be able to make the introduction. So sometimes what people get reluctant in making the introduction is they think, well, what if, you know, I introduce Sally to Jamie and they totally don't hit it off, or all of a sudden, you know, Jamie's trying to sell to Sally and Sally gets all bent out of shape and all of a sudden now my name's in the mud. First off, only make connections with people that you think will be of value to each other. And number two, that will get along with each other. So for example, if you meet somebody and it seems like they're very abrasive, really crass, I wouldn't put them in contact then with the timid, you know, quiet, goody, you know, the person that doesn't swear at the office. Don't put those two people together because they might not match just from a personality perspective. And they might rub each other the wrong way. So when you think about being a connector, number one is, do you know what that other person needs? Do they need an introduction for more business? Do they need an introduction to different referral partners? Or maybe they just need an introduction on the personal side. They were talking to you about the struggles they're having with their daycare. And all of a sudden you can make an introduction. I remember I had a client one time that was talking about how they're retired, the husband and wife, and they're just trying to find someone to weed. And one of the guys I was with, he was telling me that his son's looking for a job, and they would pay 15 bucks an hour for this kid to come over and weed in the yard. And so all of a sudden that what they were looking for was someone to help in the yard. So that's really where it becomes valuable, is you need to know your network well enough to know what would be valuable to introduce to them. Now, when it comes to them looking for potential business, again, you want to be very specific. You don't want to send them over an opportunity that really doesn't rub them the right way. It really doesn't fit into their model, because ultimately what you're giving them then is a project and not profit. And that, again, doesn't really help build that stronger relationship. So if you can walk away or in your building of that relationship, you know specifically what would be a good client to you. So for example, if Jamie, if I sent you over one of the ideal clients that you would be excited about, who would that be? Oh, I'm looking for a CEO that's running, you know, a team of 100 people. They've been in business for a number of years, typically do really well with manufacturing, especially in the oil and gas space. Perfect. I know someone who's phenomenal, Sally. I think the two of you would be able to hit it off. And then again, when I make the introduction, I'm a big believer that good things happen when good people get together. So it's not my job though to close the deal for Jamie and Sally. That's Sally's job, right? She's the CEO. She's the person that might have a need. And then Sally then coming in saying, hey, we can provide, you know, products and services to your company. That's her job to sell, right? So again, I'm just the conduit or the catalyst, if you will, if I can use that old science science reference, to be able to put those two people together, and then I get out of the way. So it's not about ego when you're a connector. It's about being a go-giver. Phenomenal book, by the way, if you haven't a chance to read that. It's this idea of being able to be a giver first. And so if you're finding yourself not getting enough referrals, not getting enough introductions, ask yourself, are you giving out the most in your network? Are you truly the connector in your network? If you aren't, you might want to change the way that you're networking. Sherm's out.